So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Did you realize that an average person consumes only 1.4 cups of vegetables per day? That's right, you heard me. Only 1.4 cups. We're supposed to consume at least 7 to get our daily minerals and vitamins. Vegetables also supply phytonutrients as well as beta carotene and thousands of plant-based chemicals that give us many added health benefits. To fulfill this missing requirement, Dr. Berg has developed Veggie Solution. Veggie Solution is a high-quality greens powder that allows you to easily get your recommended amount of greens every single day. Just 2 delicious scoops gives you an equivalent of 6 cups of greens at only 69 cents per scoop. That's less than a dollar for 6 cups of greens. Dr. Berg's Veggie Solution is a complete protein, highly digestible, low carb, keto-friendly, with tons of omega-3s and absolutely no sugar. Dr. Berg feels it's important that everyone gets their vegetables, and made this product cost-effective too. Veggie Solution comes in original and in a raspberry lemon flavor. Go to shop.drberg.com to get yours today.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So today we want to answer the question, are brown eggs better or healthier than white eggs? The answer is no, there's no difference. The reason why an egg is a certain color, whether it's blue or whatever, is because of the type of chicken. And the reason why it's a little more expensive than to have brown eggs is simply because that chicken is a little bit bigger and they have to feed the chicken more. So the question is, what do you base the health of that egg on? Is it this, if it's 100% natural? Or how about cage-free or free-range? They're able to leave the cage and go within the barn, right? Or what about pasture-raised? Well, that's definitely one. This is what you want to consume right here, pasture-raised eggs. Not pasteurized, okay? Because that destroys all the nutrition. What about vegetarian and fed? Well, all that means is you're giving them grains, which we already know anyway, but this right here is GMO, unless it says organic. It's so funny though, when you see vegetarian fed, like what else are they going to feed the chickens, right? Like other than like some meat or something, that doesn't make sense. But you definitely want organic and you want pasture raised, these two right here. And ideally buying eggs from a local farmer or the farmer's market would be the best thing to do. And that's what I do. The eggs just taste better. And instead of using insecticides, they might use like clove and herbs and garlic, which definitely improves the taste of the egg as well. Now that egg rating system that you might have seen where it's rated A or double A really just tells you if the egg is free of blemishes or if it's all the same size and the shell is clean. I mean, you can pretty much ignore this right here for health. When you consume pasture-raised organic eggs, you're going to notice that the yolk is dark orange, okay, versus pale yellow. And that is simply because of the carotenoids, the phytonutrients in that egg. It's loaded with lutein and zeaxanthin, which are really good to prevent macular degeneration and cataracts. And it also helps your brain as well. Now, if the yolk breaks easily, or you actually open the egg and it's already broken, it just means that that egg is older, okay? But the majority of nutrients are in the yolk, loaded with choline, which is really good to prevent a fatty liver, good for neurotransmitters, good for your brain. It's loaded with selenium, which is really important in detoxification. Biotin, helping your nails, your hair be strong. It provides a really good source of vitamin A, D, E, K2. These are the fat-soluble vitamins. This is involved in vision, bone health, heart health, calcium metabolism, preventing arthritis, stiffness, things like that. Has B12 in it, phosphorus, which, by the way, we need a lot of this nutrient right here, and omega-3 fatty acid. Now, I consume 4 eggs every single day, and I love eggs. And no, eggs don't increase your cholesterol. I'll put a link down below for those of you that still have that idea, because it's not true. So a real quick story. One time I was doing a seminar for Exxon, the corporation. And I did a lot of seminars around town and governmental agencies, but I did a seminar to Exxon on some health topic. And it was a series of, I think it was a series of six seminars. And so I noticed after I did the seminar, they really liked it, but they didn't invite me back. Okay. And I was curious about this. So I called them. I says, why don't you want me to come back to finish up the series of seminars that I do? And the lady says, well, we can't have you back because you're recommending that, and also you're telling people that you're consuming 45 eggs a day. And I said, no, it wasn't 45 eggs a day. I said 4 to 5 eggs a day. So apparently I was talking too fast. I didn't clarify that point. So they did invite me back for the rest of the series. All right, guys, thanks for watching. So I want to thank you for being here and watching my videos. If you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and do so so you can stay informed of future videos. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.